USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. One large U.S. college sports governing body voting to ban all transgender athletes from women's sports. The NAIA, or the National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics Council of Presidents, unanimously voted in favor of the policy Monday. An earlier survey indicated strong support for such a ban. The NAIA governs roughly 250 small colleges across the country. This week, Congress returns with a packed agenda. USA's John Schaefer has details.
In the House, Speaker Mike Johnson is under pressure to bring a comprehensive national security package to the floor for a vote. The package includes aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Although the bill cleared the Democratic-led Senate in February, House conservatives are pushing back against allocating additional billions to Ukraine. Additionally, deadlines are looming to renew the contentious foreign surveillance program, FISA. Over in the Senate, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is expected to initiate the dismissal of the articles of impeachment against DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
President Biden unveiling a fresh strategy aimed at forgiving student loan debt. During a visit to Madison, Wisconsin Monday, Biden outlined a series of measures designed to benefit tens of millions of Americans.
And all together, my administration has taken the most significant action to provide student debt relief ever in the history of this country.
Among these initiatives is the forgiveness of accrued interest for individuals who currently owe more on their loans than their initial borrowing amount. A judge in Washington State ruling on Monday that state's limit on high-capacity magazines is unconstitutional. The ruling came from a case brought by the Washington Attorney General's Office against Gators Custom Guns for selling high-capacity magazines. Attorney General Bob Ferguson filed an emergency appeal to the state Supreme Court there to keep the law in effect. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Donald Trump will not get a change of venue for his hush money trial upcoming in New York. Trump's attorneys could not convince appeals judges there that Trump might not get a fair trial. The former president faces charges of falsifying business records in order to cover up a tryst with adult film actress Stormy Daniels back before the 2016 election. The trial is currently set for April 15th. Quite a bit of money raised this past weekend for the Trump campaign during a fundraiser in Florida.
Making America great. Again, and that's what's happened.
Donald Trump speaking outside the campaign fundraiser event in Palm Beach Saturday night with wife Melania by his side. Trump on social media writing it's the biggest night in fundraising of all time. And he tells reporters
the election's going to be in now a little more than 6 months, and it's going to be the most important, I believe, election we've ever had.
USA's Laura Winters. The event raised roughly $50 million for the Trump campaign, roughly doubling President Biden's recent high-profile fundraiser at Radio City Music Hall in New York. For the first time in a couple of years, life expectancy in the U.S. has gone up. According to a CDC report, the life expectancy in 2022 was 77 and a half years. At the same time, it's notable that U.S. life expectancy still is not as high as it was before the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.